You care about helping others learn and grow, and now you can make an even greater difference. The Ohio State University's fully online master's in applied behavior analysis prepares you to help learners with disabilities thrive. You'll develop the skills to use evidence-based interventions that enhance learning outcomes and foster independence, all in a flexible format designed for working professionals. With growing demand for board-certified behavior analysts, this online program helps you prepare for what's next without pausing your life. If you're ready to expand your impact, Ohio State is ready to support your next step. Visit go.osu.edu/behavioranalysis.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from The Call of the Upper Road by Catherine Ross Logan, published in 1924. God is easy to be found. For example, Walt Whitman says, "Why should I wish to see a God better than this day? I see something of God every hour of the 24. In the faces of men and women I see God, and in my own face in the glass. Wherever we are, and whatever our work, no matter how crowded or how shut in we may be, we may find God there. The very atmosphere of whatever place you are in becomes surcharged with life when you are conscious of the presence of God. It all depends on what your soul is seeking." Someone once said to a businessman in New York City, "Wall Street leads straight to hell." The businessman replied, "It is true, and it leads just as straight to heaven. It simply depends on which way one is going. It is as easy to find God on Wall Street as it is to find Him on a mountaintop. He is everywhere." Maharishi Dabendranath Tagore, one of India's greatest spiritual leaders, once had a skeptical friend come to him and say, "You talk of God, ever and again of God. What proof is there that there is a God at all?" The Maharishi pointed to the light and asked his skeptical friend, "Do you know what that is?" "Light," was the reply. The Maharishi then asked, "How do you know that there is light there?" The skeptical friend answered, "I see it. It is there and needs no proof. It's self-evident." "So is the evidence of God," replied the Maharishi. "I see Him within me and without me, in everything and through everything, and it needs no proof. It's self-evident." Now, regardless of how anyone might think about God, there is always hope for an individual who stops to do some serious thinking about life. One of the requirements of real life is that one must stop to think in order to advance. We should be able every day to give a satisfactory answer to our inner selves in regard to our conduct of life. Every day, with its new problems and opportunities, we should stop to ask ourselves what is best for each particular day and why. Too few people stop long enough to do any real constructive thinking. We would get farther if we stop to think and listen, if we stop to pray and plan, if we stop to grow and give. It's been said that people today travel faster than our ancestors, but where are we going? Remember that it matters not how fast we run, if we are going in the wrong direction. Or as an old proverb says, it is better to turn back than to lose one's way. Every day, if you listen, you may become conscious of the call of the upper road within your own soul. God enters daily into your private life. The very air you breathe He gives you. The breath of life within you is a divine gift. The longings within your soul is His Holy Spirit stirring you to the right direction. You can satisfy your soul only by listening to the call of the upper road and living the kind of life God created you for. Then, having done so, at the end of the road of life in this world, you will enter into a larger life when your soul comes to its own, a life of blessedness, joy, and continued growth, all through eternity.